Mike, what can you tell us about Jared Cook and any concerns for timetable on his return?
Jared Cook, really, you know, we have no long-term concern with his situation. So it's just good to have him back.
Think he'll be good to go by training camp, Mike?
Can't really give you a timetable, and I'm not going to get into injuries. This is not the time of year for that. But we're talking with Dr. McKenzie at length today about, you know, all of our players, what we have to get done here the next 2 weeks. In Jared's particular case, he is not concerned. So he feels good about how everything went.
How do you feel about the early part of his offseason when he was here, Dale, how he acclimated himself early on?
Jared's doing very well. I mean, he's a very good fit for us. He's a veteran football player. He brings a lot to the table. I think we really, what you see is the challenge of a transition into a new language, which, you know, everybody goes through when they come here, whether you're, you know, rookie or a veteran. So I'm glad he's here.
Obviously, Jeff had that touchdown catch today. He's been really good for you on punting. What does he have to do to take that next step offensively to become more of a focal point kind of guy, I suppose?
Jeff Janis is doing a lot of good things, but he's, you know, he just needs to continue to progress through the fundamentals of the position. Special teams had an excellent year last year, graded out as one of our top players. So, you know, I'd like to see him take that same step as a wide receiver.
Mike, how did a guy like Richard Rodgers, who played a lot obviously last year, react when you bring in a guy like Jared to compete with him at that spot?
I really didn't really talk to Richard about it. I don't really think players view it that way. Anytime you bring in a player at their particular position, veteran players. Veteran players understand that you need as many good players as you possibly can. So that's why you do everything you possibly can as far as building a 90-man roster. So I would definitely think Richard welcomes that. And anytime you have a veteran that has an experience from somewhere else, it's an opportunity for, you know, Richard and the rest of those tight ends to grow. So, and, you know, positionally, I think if you go up and down the locker room there, you know, everybody wants to see their position get better, and because it makes the offense, defense, special teams better. And I don't really think players view it that way, where, you know, sitting there counting numbers all the time.
Jeff Janis, for a second, the catch he made today, everybody thinks about what he did, and the Hail Marys and the deep balls in Arizona. What is his particular skill set that allows him to make those types of plays?
Jeff's a big target that can, you know, that can go deep. So I think the play he made today was really good, you know, concentration on his part, really, you know, competing through the, you know, the interaction with the DB and the tip of the ball and keep playing. So, you know, he's a very strong wide receiver. I think that's what surprises people when he uses his strength and his speed.
Mike, you always talk about stacking successes. Is that even though it's in shorts and helmets and it's inside the Hudson Center in June, what's the value of a play like that, since Aaron did throw it and he's a guy that he's trying to win?
I think it carries, you know, carries value. You know, how much, you know, I can't really sit here and weigh it, but yes, I definitely look at plays like that as that's a successful play. That's a huge, it's a big football play, whether it's practice or a game. So yeah, anytime you're out there making plays, it not only gives you, you know, your individual confidence or also the quarterback, but, you know, also your teammates too. So it's all part of that competitive environment that you can't have enough of. There's not enough opportunities, particularly when you're dealing with young developmental players, whether it's year one, two, or three. So yeah, it's definitely important to make those plays.
Mike, third week of OTAs, and we're hearing the guys kind of hooting and hollering when plays are made or plays are stopped. I mean, what does that say about this group? Does it say something about this?
Well, I think it's, you know, it's all part of the group dynamics that each team has to go through. So I think you definitely see the comfort in each and every area, you know, offense, defense, and special teams. We completed last week, I would have said that the defense was a big step ahead of the offense. I thought the offense did some really good things today, so. You know, and it's the installation phase. This is always the toughest part of the year. It'll be repeated in training camp. Those first 8 practices in training camp are brutal. It's going through an installation and then practicing is so much tougher than when you put in a game plan and then practice it. So these are big time challenges mentally for our guys, and you can see it starting to come together because we're install 6 and most of the install outside of the situational offense and defense is a review of something that went in earlier. So you're starting to see guys get more comfortable. You're seeing the timing come together. And the quality of practice definitely goes up. And I think it was clearly evident today compared to the last 2 weeks.
Mike, with Sam Barrington not able to go right now, Blake Martinez has gotten even more reps than maybe otherwise would. Anything stand out to you early on, one way or the other, about just the extra time you've been able to see him?
I think he looks very comfortable. I think he's done a really, really nice job transitioning from the base defense to the sub defense. Has command, the echo and the calls. So he's very bright, quick, and he definitely is a very instinctive player. So he's off to a very good start.
2 more, please.
Hey, Mike, last week we asked you about the wide receivers juggling and bricks. Today, it looked like Luke Getsy was up on a staircase throwing balls down at them. You got that new tackling donut thing. How do you add that kind of stuff in your mix? Because it's stuff that fans don't normally see, but I'm assuming you think keeping it fresh and coming up with new ideas has been.
Well, I mean, you're always trying to improve. I mean, this stair throw was, we actually did that some last year, and that's more, for guys that, struggle with over-the-shoulder catches and things like that. So, and the donut's just really part of the CBA environment that you have to be creative, and there's some really neat things going on around the league, but it's just simulating the actions and the footwork and things of tackling. I mean, we're not going to be obviously tackling donuts during the season, but that's what it's kind of gone to.
Are there things that the coaches ask the guys that are still in college to focus on even though they can't be here? Are there things that they are supposed to be doing while they're gone to try and get any benefits they can?
Absolutely. There's nightly meetings with the coaches and the players that are not here. So we're looking forward to getting those guys here at the end of the week.
Hey, Mike, one other thing. Randall graduated from college over the offseason. I'm just wondering, I know he wants to have a better season on the field than he had last year, but what have you seen from him just in terms of growth? He's always seemed to be older than his years. What do you see as his head coach?
Definitely. I think Randall's always been, so mature, when he came in and being as young as he was when he was a rookie. But just very consistent. I mean, he's the same guy every day, very organized, and obviously is – as he's grown in this business, so has his responsibility. And he just manages everything in stride. And so he's just a really a true professional.